good morning. I love meeting the first dawn of the day, especially on Easter Sunday. It's a kind of New Year's celebration for me. I'm grieving that we're not together on Burnaby Mountain, but I hope you've found a place in your neighborhood or in your home to welcome this Easter morning with prayer together. There will be one moment to stop the audio and pray. Be prepared for that.
Psalm 57, 7-9. My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples.
Psalm 65, verse 8. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy.
Luke 24. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the woman took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb.
I've been reflecting on why these women were up so early. There are two reasons I can maybe think of. One is they hadn't slept much in the night, and they were up already. Maybe they've been up most of the weekend grieving the loss of Jesus. Another reason could be that it was tradition and they were eager to prepare Jesus' body. But they were bringing spices. It seems as if they were expecting to see Jesus' body. Maybe they had hoped his words about resurrection were true, but they brought spices. The scripture continues.
They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen."
Easter is God's promise of a new day. It is God's promise of a new life. It is God's promise of a new world coming to pass in our midst. For Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again.
Praise be to God for his great love and to Jesus his Son, and to the Spirit, all three in one. Christ is our light. Thanks be to God.
We will sing this song later today, but here let it be one of the first choruses that rings in our minds and our hearts. Praise the King, he is risen. Praise the King, he's alive. Praise the King, death's defeated. Hallelujah, he's alive. Hallelujah, he's alive. The grave could not ignore it when all of heaven's roaring. Hell, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? The world could not ignore it when all the saints are roaring. Hell, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? Praise the King, he is risen. Praise the King, he's alive. Praise the King, death's defeated. Hallelujah, he's alive. Hallelujah, he's alive. Let us offer prayers of thanksgiving for this Easter morning and for God who invites us into this resurrection life. Press pause on the recording and offer prayers of thanksgiving.
First Corinthians 15, 1-11. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you've believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then, or it is I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed.
Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Easter is God's promise of a new day. It is God's promise of a new life. It is God's promise of a new world coming to pass in our midst. Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. It has been our tradition for the last number of years on Easter morning to pray for one another and to pray for our neighborhoods. Spend some time blessing those you are with right now with prayer. Pray for your family. Pray this would be a year that we experience the love of Jesus and follow him like no other. And then take time to pray for your neighbors and friends and neighborhood. Pray that next year they would be with you, meeting the dawn of Easter 2021. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Bless you as you pray now.